The tour in Siman Tavkuf Pehe writes in the name of his brother Rabbi Yechiel, Shetama Ishat Al Ma Shenahagu B'Sfarad, the custom that they had in Spain, Liskor Echad Min Ashuk Litkoa B'Rosh Hashanah. They used to hire somebody from the marketplace to be the Tokeya on Rosh Hashanah. Umeayin matzu lahem eter bazeh. He says, where did they find such a heter? Vahalo en mekabbelim sechar Shabbat ela behabla'a. You're hiring a guy to do work for you on Yom Tov or Shabbat. You're paying him for work that he's doing on Shabbat and Yom Tov. How could you do such a thing? You're only allowed to pay a person behabla'a. That means if he's working other days of the week as well and you're sandwiching Shabbat in there as well, it's okay. But to pay specifically for services that are done on Shabbat itself, how do we do such a thing? So, that was the question that the Tur brought in Tafkuf Pehe. Maran in Tafkuf Pehe, in Shulchan Aruch, writes the following in Sa'if Heh. Hanotel Sachar Litkoa Berosh Hashanah, O Litpalel, O Litargen, B'Shabbat V'Yom Tov, Eno Ro'e Siman Beracha Me'oto Sachar. So Maran writes, the guy that blows the shofar Rosh Hashanah, or he's a Hazan, or he's the Mitargem, an old lady had a Mitargem that would explain the Parashat to the Kahal, and he's getting paid specifically for services that are done on Yom Tov or Shabbat, Eno Ro'e Siman Beracha, he's not going to see a Beracha from that money. Oh, so the Mefarshim, Hacham Avadyan, Yabia Omer, in Chelek He, or Haim Siman Chafe, makes a diyuk. And says, Eno Ro'e Siman Beracha, but it's mutar. Meaning it's not a blessing in the money, but it doesn't say that the Zchar is Asur. But Maran writes in a different place, in Siman Shin Vav, Si'if He. I'm reading Maran's Lashon. Asur Laskir Hazanim Litpalel B'Shabbat. You cannot hire Hazanim to specifically work just for Shabbat. V'yesh Misha Matir. And then he says, V'yesh. There's a yesh that says it's okay. So it's a stam V'yesh. And we know the general rule. Setam V'yesh Halakha Kistam. And if it's Masra in Shin Vav, that Maran is Osir. But in Tafkuf Pehe, he is Matir. So the Chaura we have a Stira and Shulchan Aruch. So he writes over here, Mikom Makom, Hakam Adyaz writing, Kevan Shebisiman Takta Mashwa She'en Baze Isur, Yeshua Sha'ikar Ke Mishnah Acharona. What came after what? Shin Vav is first and Tafkuf Pehe is later. So it must be Maram is Hosea. In Shin Vav he held Sakhar Shabbat, if you're hiring the guy for Shabbat, it's Asur. And then the Tafkuf Pehe, he modified his opinion. He said, no, interesting, Imam Beracha. But we're not going to say that it is Asur itself. That's the way Hakamadiyah wants to understand Da'at Maran. And he says that that is indeed the Minhag to be Mekeh, like he writes in Yahweh Da'at, in Chelek Aleph Siman Nun Gimal. That's the way the Mishnah B'Raz Posek as well, in Siman Shinvav, Sif Katan Chav Dalet. The Menuhat Tahava writes it in Chelek Aleph Perikud Halakha Chav Zayin Hazan, HaMitpalel B'Shabbat Bilvad. Hazan that only prays on Shabbat. V'chein Koreh B'Torah, he's a Baal Koreh. When I say you're just paying him for reading the Sefer Torah on Shabbat, Otokeya, you're paying him to blow the shofar, the Sha'im, the Kabir, Sakhar, Avur, Kach. You can pay him. Shem Dvar Mitzvah, Lo Gaz, Rachem, Isuze. You have to say Dvar Mitzvah, Rabbi is going to put the Gezerah. Ve'yesh Mahmirim, Liyot Hazarim, Gam Bimechol. But some of Mahmir, let the guy be Hazan also during the week. Let him be Hazan once during the week, and then you're paying him already. He writes, if you could do such an item, then it's better. For example, let's say you have the youth minyan leader. So he's running the youth minyan specifically on Shabbat minyan. You're paying him full services on Shabbat. He has a one day a job a week. What do you tell him to do also? Go buy the toys. Go buy the prizes during the week. So we're paying him also to buy the games during the week. So we're throwing that in into the Sakhar Shabbat. Or the girls. We have once a week a girls minyan. The girls are being paid to teach the kids once a week on Shabbat. But also during the week we give them a job. go make the tickets, and go make the games for them, or whatever it is. So therefore you pay them also for stuff that they're doing during the week. That's the way we do it, the kola shitot. Even if they didn't do that, according to the strict halakha, there's room to be made when it comes to sorech mitzvah, a baal koreh. What are you going to tell them to do during the week? Baal koreh is doing it during. If he wants to come read on a Monday or a Thursday, tavo alav beracha. But his, we're not paying him to prepare, we're paying him to read. So therefore, min ha-din, mutar to pay him for such services on Shabbat. But the better thing would to be is to try to get him to do another item during the week as part of his job, so in order he could pay him bischar havla'ah.